From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads to the Gulf Coast region today to see the damage the big BP oil spill is causing and evaluate what's being done to stop it and protect the coast. Local resident Gary Uplinger just wants the leak stopped. He says he's not all that excited about the president's visit.
It might build up the morale a little bit, but other than that, there's nothing he can do. I mean, he can say a lot, but what actually can he do?
BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward tells CBS the so-called top kill method of stopping the leak, pumping mud into the ruptured well, is going about as planned, but it's not a quick process.
Nothing has gone wrong so far. Our confidence remains around 60 or 70%, but because this is completely untested and we're learning as we go, we need to recognize those facts, I'm afraid. I really wish it was different.
And Hayward responds on CNN to critics of BP's operations and safety procedures.
I don't believe there are systemic safety problems in BP today. And I think when we understand the cause of this accident, we will see that it is not to do with systemic safety issues.
BP says it may be later today or even over the weekend before the world knows whether the top kill is working. The House has passed repeal of the law banning gays from serving openly in the U.S. military. But the amendment is part of a larger defense spending bill that has not passed yet, and implementing it is contingent on several factors. A Senate committee has also passed the amendment. Here's NPR's David Wellner with details on how that amendment is working its way through Congress.
Top military officials had wanted Congress to hold off voting on a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell until the Pentagon completed a study in December of the impact on the armed forces. But with the prospect of losing seats and thus votes for the measure in November's midterm elections, Democrats decided to vote now on a repeal in order to attach it to the defense authorization bill. But in a conciliatory gesture, they made the repeal contingent on completion of the Pentagon's study of its impact. What's more, they stipulated that repeal could only take effect 60 days after a certification by President Obama and top civilian and military leaders that military readiness would not be adversely affected. The measure passed in the Senate Armed Services Committee 16 to 12, and in the House 234 to 194. David Wallner, NPR News.
Stocks are up around the world for a third straight day today, investors buying beaten-down stocks and betting that the global economy will continue to improve, even as European countries face huge debt problems. Crude oil prices are up, too, around $75 per barrel, and that's a two-week high. From Washington, this is NPR News. At least 65 people are dead after a train derailment and crash in India that officials say may have been caused by Maoist rebels. A freight train rammed a derailed passenger train in a remote area. Rescuers have been cutting through the cars to reach screaming survivors. Gunmen have attacked two mosques in the Pakistani city of Lahore. The BBC's Ali Makbul has the latest.
This happened in Pakistan's second largest city, Lahore, during Friday prayers when scores of people were gathered at two mosques, both mosques where firing was reported initially, and now we've heard that there have been explosions at least one of the mosques, three explosions. Both mosques are for a minority religious sect within Islam, the Ahmadi sect.
And that's the BBC's Ali Makbul. If you're planning to travel by car this holiday weekend, get ready for some company. The AAA Automobile Club says Americans are in a mood to spend less on travel this summer than last, and many of them are choosing to go by car rather than flying. AAA says lots of people are choosing destinations based on the best fares and hotel rates they can find, and some plan to travel shorter distances than last year. The hospitality industry says travel is starting to bounce back slowly as the economy recovers. Mercury could be the latest Detroit automobile brand to disappear. There's no formal comment from the Ford Motor Company, but news reports say Ford may be assessing the future of Mercury, which had its best sales year in 1978. It's been on a continual decline since. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.